Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're with your local Splash. How can I help you today?
Ivan, how you doing? This is Andre. I called earlier, and then I know Abraham was the person who, signed me over to local Splash, and I guess I spoke with him a lot in the beginning. But basically, have I spoken with you, Ivan?
I'm actually opening the account right now, and I can confirm with you in just a few moments, but you don't sound too familiar, to be honest, so you must have dealt with Abraham for quite some time, right?
Yeah, I've spoken to two or three others, but for different reasons, but, Abraham, I've spoken to like three or four times.
Okay, not a problem. So I have your account here. As you know, the call will be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. I do see that you chose a security question, which is, what is the name of the city that you were born in?
Bronx.
All right, I appreciate that. It looks like Abraham did call you earlier today. I believe he reached your voicemail. Would you like me to see if he's available? Or, if you would like, I could try to see if I can help you.
Yeah, let me see if he's available first, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. Give me a second here.
Thanks, Ivan.
Not a problem. Second. Perfect. So I'm just double checking to see if he's available. As soon as he replies, I should be able to either transfer you or he'll call you back himself. Let me double check again. So he hasn't responded just yet. I could definitely try to see if I can help you with maybe anything that you need while we wait for him, if that's okay?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
It's not good news, and it's really on me. It's not on you guys. It's not on the performance or anything like that. But, so I'm a pest control company, Notorious BUG. I do pest control in South Jersey, Willenboro area. And I think I've paid for 2 months services, okay? Up until now?
Yes, it looks like you just paid the third one.
Yeah, how long ago was that third one?
It looks like it was today. Give me a second. It looks like the payment was done today.
Okay, that must have went through. Trying to think, look at the credit card, because I'm pretty much maxing out on my credit cards and things like that.
Let me double check so I can help you on that. It looks like it's a MasterCard that ends in 4212.
Yeah, it's pending, and I hope it goes through because, we'll see if it goes through. Like I said, let me see.
A lot of the times when it comes to billing situations, we could always help. If you just call us before your billing date, we can possibly even push your billing date. We might be even maybe be able to offer you maybe the month free. There's a lot of that we could do. It's just, honestly, I'll be 100% honest with you, just with the good communication, it could definitely be better, or at least be it could definitely be a lot better. And the good news right now is that, let's say, it looks like everything is fine. The payment's going through successfully, right? But if it doesn't go through, we're not going to remove anything, right? We're not going to take your website down, for example. the Google Business profile, right? Nothing like that is going to get taken down. So just to confirm, right, again, just give us a call before your billing date if you're running into any issues, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. So keep in mind, pest control slows down a lot in the wintertime, and I'm just being really tapped, basically, as far as, my finances and things like that. So
I see.
It's just, I'm just going to, I really have to cut back and, it's just, so if it, as long as this payment goes through, let's work through, through this month of service and see if things pick up or whatever, because, all of a sudden I have noticed in the last week or two that I was getting about 2 to 3 clients a week, and it's like this week I'm struggling. I'm looking for a client. I'm trying to, get out there and I know a lot of times people say, hey, your website presence brings clients, and it hasn't been doing that so much. I know it's good to be found on the internet and be, people look people up and they look up they look up their information and their Google review and stuff. But it's just, I really have to focus on getting some commercial accounts. I have to refocus, what I'm doing, because getting commercial accounts I've been getting a lot of residential homes.
Okay.
So the residential homes that I do are quarterly. Commercial accounts are usually like monthly, and it's like, all right, by doing these monthly, it keeps the revenue flowing in my business. And to also give the background, because I know Abraham knows the backstory. I just started about 3 months ago. It's not like I've been in business for years. I retired about 5-6 months ago, and I just started about 3 months ago. So I'm a very new business looking, so it's very new. And, I'm just trying to build a clientele and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that brought my attention, right, is, as you mentioned, it does tend to slow down, right? And I get that. There's a lot of our clients, right, especially, let's say, people that we help in construction, things like that, they do tend to go down, right? So we do have different packages for them for those times. For example, there's people that only want the website to stay up, and we can do that for them during the winter. And that's only about $39 a month, right, just for the website. The other option would be to simply place your account on a temporary hold. It could be anywhere from 1 to 6 months. So that means you could pause the account, right? The only difference would be we wouldn't be able to work on the account, but everything stays up, right? We will give you a six-month period, no charge, but you do need to call us before the 6 months if you need more time, or if you just want to restart it before then, because if you choose the 6 months, right, or any period, it will reinstate after that, right? So as long as, again, the main thing here is just communication. So I'm glad you spoke with Abraham. I'm sure he tells you about all that, right? So remember, when it comes to these situations, I'm glad you're calling and letting us know, because we could definitely help you, as you could tell, right? Again, we could take different routes later if you need to. So for now, your account is okay until the 3rd of October. The only thing I would recommend, if you don't see the results, right, and you don't want that payment to go through, is just call us before the 3rd, and that would avoid your payment, right? Because, again, we don't hold contracts, okay?
All right, cool. I mean, and that, that $39 a month, over the wintertime until February, March, or whatever like that, that sounds doable, what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So again, it's all about communication. And I apologize for interrupting you a little shortly. I just see that Abraham sent me a message, and he is available. Do you still need me to transfer you over to him?
Yeah. Just because there was a there's a whole background story. Like after starting with Local Splash, somebody, another company, Town Center. There's a long story. Like they called really just. There's a long story involved, and I do want to ask questions regarding the website. Please, if you can switch me over.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to him. I'll stay on the line until he answers, and then I'll go ahead and release. the actual line here. Give me a second. Okay, perfect. So we'll just go ahead and wait for it to get on the line, and I'll go ahead and I believe it was town.
Your call is very important to us. Normally, please stay on the line. You'll be transferred
that.
To the next available agent.
Yeah, that they called. Somebody called about the website.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's breaking up because of the music. Very sorry. But I did hear they talk about the website.
Yeah. It's hard to hear.
Hey, Andre. It's Abraham.
Hey, Abraham. How you doing?